The best tea in the city.
Yo, this is the couple. And you're sipping the best tea in the city with T-Boss.
Wendy.
Yebo.
When I know the couple, you're fan.
Sifana ngan.
Made from the same cloth. When I chased you from last year, March. Vunduka namhlanje. The couple is the kind of guy who will shell you, ne?
Yeah.
And he says everything right. He does. You are now. Shukuta,
yeah,
the
right guy.
Lo. You know how long we had to wait for this remix?
It's an incredible track, though.
What?
Was it not worth the wait, though?
It finally did, but man, do you know the pain is in the waiting?
But it's always worth it in the end. This is what I'm saying.
And then he drops it called Lockdown House Party. We're like, you namawi. Oh, chicken, you're trying, Nico. So long. What's that going to be? I'm a brand new team. How can you make me wait like this?
It wasn't that long, though, was it?
Well, it was long. It was very long.
It was long.
And what was worse, your big brother, Black Coffee, played it. Go, Bram. Those sessions that they do.
The sessions, yes.
Yeah.
I could see videos on social media. Wendy, we're like, yeah, but.
It's always the worst when you hear the song, but you don't have access to it. And you hear it everywhere. And you just like, just drop the song for us.
Fana now. There she is.
West over there. Please.
She used to do a YouTube thing called In Bed with Wendy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I challenged her to do at least this first segment with you. Yeah.
Cool.
You don't know him, so you're in bed with Da Capo.
In bed with Da Capo.
Da Capo, welcome to Kaya 959.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate it.
I hear that you have some new music that's coming out soon.
Yes. I prepared a huge, huge compilation of some of my best work that I've been working on like over the years.
Yeah.
So this is like a compilation of like 30 songs.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Like of music that was unreleased. Some was released with Nick Holder back when I was signed with DNH.
Yes.
So this is for the, you know, for the fans.
Yeah.
Because usually I would get, you know, notifications on social media. People be like, yo, when are you uploading like this song?
Yeah.
They're tired of listening to the songs on YouTube.
Yes.
Can we get them on Apple Music, on Spotify? You know,
yes,
like
drop
a couple,
easy access. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? It's about time. Let me just drop this.
That's
know?
Wild.
So are you dropping all 30 of these tracks for us?
We actually figured that 30 is a lot. So we're going to cut it into two.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 50, we do 15, and then we do the other 15 in the next 2 months.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting.
That's a lot.
That's good.
That's a lot of
that's
music.
That's amazing music.
You know, we are still complaining that we haven't gone through Indigo Child.
For real?
No, we haven't. No, come on, think about it.
But it's been over,
what?
How many years?
What?
Now? 3-4 years?
Never.
Come on.
Indigo Child. Indigo Child, his album, there are still songs in there, Wendy, that we haven't even touched yet.
But why?
Because
are you like me? Like you nice. When you like a song, you just like stick with that one song for a while.
That's the thing about
that
couple, man. It's like one song you are filled up for a year.
Yeah.
And now there's like other chapters there that you still haven't read. You know what I mean?
But like when is it dropping? Because T-Bos might have time to revisit the other projects before you drop.
You know,
end of this month, I think.
I hope so. I thought so, but it's gonna be end of July.
Oh.
So you have time.
I have time.
Revisit.
Yeah, there's time.
There's still time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, every time when somebody says I'm dropping an album, and correct me if I'm wrong, because when they come from the old school playing with the turntable and so on, and every time you go to a gig, the expectation from your fans is you're going to play something new. Is it still the expectation when you say you're going to drop an album? Like you're saying now, it's unreleased and so on, but chances are it's some of the songs that we know, but the versions are different.
Well, still the same. Same old songs. Nothing changed. It's just that it's a mixture of new and old songs. You know, and people must, you know, be on the lookout for new material as well. But mostly it's songs that were released back in the days. No changes. They're still raw as they are. You know, yeah.
Now, when do you mkumbula uSigonondo?
I think that was before my time. Oh yeah,
Umzakeze.
Really? I am Mazi.
What's the mystery about Umzakeze?
Because of the mask, hey.
Thank you. Now,
but I clever.
Now there's a big question around this guy. The guy we're sitting with.
Yeah.
Not even. There's a talk about an outfit called Aquatone.
Okay.
And Dakapo. And the question is, are these the same people? And that's the thing that we're trying to get to today. And I'm doing this because this is my boy, man. He can't lie to me.
He can just tell you the truth in front of the rest of the country.
Akir.
Yeah, it's just you and South Africa.
Thank you.
It's very intimate, this conversation.
Tell us about this song. And he chose it here on his top 10.
Yeah.
Aquatone and Good Luck. I love
that
song.
Wow.
First time I heard Good Luck was with Kanyani. Yo.
Oh, yes. I think that's when I also heard them for the first time with Kanyani.
Like, she has a voice.
What a song.
Tell me about it.
I've been a fan of Good Luck, you know, since then.
Yes,
since Kanyani, and my brother, you know, also have been a fan as well. Decided that, you know what, I have an instrumental that I was working on. So, can we get a feature like with Good Luck?
Yeah.
It was when I was still working with Amaru at the time.
Ah, okay.
For Mario, everything is easy access. It was a quick thing, you know. I had a beat, send it to Cape Town, quick. Within 3 days, they already written like a verse, a song, everything. Like everything was done within 3 days. And
apparently, she's a good writer too. Right?
She is a good writer. Yeah. You know, and there's a lot behind that song. It was produced in 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
What?
Yeah. That's one of the oldest songs on the Aquatone album. It was there on the archives, but I just left it there, you know, like.
Why do artists do that?
Like, exactly.
It's torture.
Again, now you feel my pain.
Now you have a favorite song and the artist's like, yeah, I did that in 2013. And you're like, I didn't drop it then. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to give you this answer. It's like a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
It's better with time.
Oh yeah, this is a 2016, but you're drinking in 2021.
That's so true.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, agreed.
Aquatone and Good Luck, do it for me. Here it is. Happy birthday, Bonang.
Happy birthday, Queen B.
Yeah, see many, many more.
We love you.
Utlodi running a song, Queen B. Uno ibicha Bonang.
Kino ibicha Bonang.
Uno ibicha Bonang.
Bonang.
Yeah, Bonang. Yeah.
I got you. The Diaga album yele yare nene.
House of Tibos 3.
Yeah.
Ne?
Track number one.
Thank you. Wona.
Done.
So.
We're going to be expecting it now.
No. The king, the couple has spoken.
Yeah.
The royalty has spoken.
We're going to hold you accountable.
Nah, I'm on it.
Inga Pumi in 3 years' time.
Yeah, 3 years. We're in 3 years. It's, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Is that enough time?
It's enough.
we'll only start talking around August after he has dropped his... forthcoming album.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. The EP. You're dropping an EP, right?
Dropping an EP.
I've always wanted to ask a producer this question. What is the difference between an EP and an album and a mixtape?
Okay. And a mixtape.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I can't differentiate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with a mixtape.
Yeah.
A mixtape, it's a compilation of homemade, you know, material.
Mm-hmm.
You can... It's not professionally recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do it at home, however, you know. And an album is professionally recorded, like in studio.
Yeah.
It's a full body of work
yeah.
that needs to be like very, very like professional, properly done.
Mixed and mastered.
You know,
by professionals.
Yes.
Professional and stuff. And an EP, it's almost the same as an album, but it's just that it's extended play, meaning the songs are longer.
Oh, EP actually stands for extended play.
Yes, when you were when you're an upgrader, now me being as good as EP Melin.
I don't think I even asked myself like whether it's an abbreviation or
yes it is an abbreviation of
extended play.
Schooled by the couple.
I get.
See, in bed with the couple, we learning so many things.
I get
so many new things.
Yeah.
Thank
you
so much clarifying that for me. Hashtag Kaya Fridays.
All right, it is Kaya Fridays, and I'm with Wendy Kumet, and of course our special guest being the couple, and soon. Coming up is two album release of this work. COVID. There's no way you can be and not talk about this thing called COVID.
That's true.
Especially for you as a music producer / DJ, because you make the music like an artist, you need to perform it.
Definitely.
How has it been? How has it been a year? It's a year now.
Well, for me, COVID was, I don't know, I could say, It has benefited, it has not benefited, right? Mm-hmm. On the not benefiting side is not getting gigs.
Yeah.
You know, there's no income at all. But on the benefiting side would be I got time to sit down and find myself, you know, and I got time to sit down and like, I think I did a lot in terms of music. You know, you sit down.
So you went back into the studio and worked?
I went back to the studio. I worked. I've learned, you know, other stuff that I thought that I would never learn. Like such things as mixing and mastering and production and whatnot, other instruments and whatsoever. So it has benefited musically.
Because it hit just after you launched your record label.
Yes, it hit right after.
Just right after.
Right after. Yeah. So. Yeah. On my side, I took my time, Kaya studio, like full time. You know, like every day I would wake up on my computer. You know, like every day you wake up, you sleep on your computer. That's how it was. You know, because there was nothing to do. Can't go out. Can't gig. Nothing.
And we're going back there.
Yeah. You know, and, I'm not usually someone like what's West Strata or anything.
Yeah.
I'm at home.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, with my laptop.
Which explains your complexion.
And
yes.
So.
And that's the thing about it. So musicians have become farmers. Hear me. Because farming, you're looking at a harvest. And chances are that harvest is once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you make, you must stretch. And God knows when you may have another great harvest.
That's so true.
Because it's also dependent on things beyond your control.
True.
The rain and so on. How do you then stretch what the little that you have? Or could that's the thing. I'm asking it from a worrying point of view.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my worry has always been people such as you and other musicians, you'll end up leaving this passion, right? Why? Hobby.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah, that's hectic.
How do you do it?
That's hectic.
Or is it a support structure? I don't know. Take me into your world.
Okay, my world is simple, you know. When COVID hit, right, I've seen a lot of people complaining about their financial problems. You know, some people moved back home because they couldn't afford to pay rent. Some people lost their jobs. You know, I think I lost my job because my job is DJing.
Yes.
You know, there was a point last year, like in it was level 5. There was a point where there was no movement at all. Couldn't gig for like a couple
level
of
one. Remember? Level one, where it was really strict.
Like where the strict? Yeah, where was strict? Like,
you couldn't even drive from Polokwane to come here.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah.
You couldn't. Like, it was that bad, you know? But music kept me going. I had to find a way. If I can't make money out of gigs, then how am I going to make money?
Yes, that's my question. Yeah.
Find a way. You need to find a way. There's a whole lot of things. There's a whole lot of resources that you could use. You know what we did? What we did is, there were people that were doing like online shows where we could get invites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were not paying a lot. Kitty peanuts available.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's something.
Yeah.
You know? If you're someone that is used to saving money, you'll survive. I'm that someone who saved money. You know? Money that I made via gigs in 2019, 2018.
Yeah.
I saved that money. Kiona Chilton in PDs, like when there was level 5, when it was bad.
Yeah.
You know? And these other peanuts that you get on the sites, lockdown house parties, you know, they'll give you like something, yeah. I'm just come to your face. You know, it's something, you know. Yeah. So that's, you know, and then releasing music as well. You know, when you put
has it
the
ever then hit you where your parents' words came back to haunt you? You know how parents are. Parents are there to always throw caution to the wind.
True.
Takapo wanak, have something to fall back on.
No. It hasn't hit me to that point.
I ain't no such for man.
It was scary. It was scary. Honestly,
I don't want to lie.
Because you can never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It was that bad. But I just hold on to it. Like, I'll hold on to it and you know, I kept faith. You know, I kept my faith alive. Like, I kept praying.
Yeah.
You know, for this.
Yeah.
And you keep praying, you keep working.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the structure.
Yeah. yeah.
You know?
Aquatone with Jaden Verda.
Yes.
Just be. Are you here for this listening session or what? Hashtag Tibos and Wendy Kumeto. Come on, Kaya Fridays. Tell me about this song.
Wow. Aquatone and Jaden Verda. What a song. Jaden has always been my favorite vocalist, you mm-hmm. know? And I had to put her on the rooster because, Nerkolotan.
Okay.
Nerkolotan, Nikamkolta project. I did the project for her and then in turn, Angolota a project. And I'm like, okay. Sharp, give me the vocals. I'm going to give it to Aquatone.
Yeah.
You know, and then let's see if Aquatone can vibe with this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And fortunately, it was a vibe.
And this is Just B. You know, Simplicity, my colleague, aka AB, when Aquatone dropped, he comes and says, Uncle T, did you listen? And he's soft spoken. Did you listen to Aquatone? Kiri, Aquatone just released. This is when you just dropped the album. Says, but go to Jaden Verda, the Sonia Eli Jaden Verda. I'm like, yeah?
Wow.
And I'm numb like that. When you recommend something, I go exactly there. Yer. I'm sorry, I got to wash it. This is Dakapo. This is my top 10 of 10. Wendy's busy looking at your videos and to see which one she can drop just before the end of the show. More on Aquatone after this. The music made by the one and only Dakapo. The other day I saw on your Facebook page paying tribute to Problem Child.
Yes, Mr. 1083.
Mr. 1083, how is he?
He's keeping up.
Yeah.
He's keeping up. Kiboni, like, is currently working
mm-hmm.
on, like, a few projects.
Okay.
He's working on a few projects, and I'm not too sure when he's gonna drop those material, but I'm looking forward to them. Cause
for those who don't know Problem Child, describe him. Why you're paying tribute to him as your hotman?
I'm gonna keep it brief. That guy is the best DJ in the world.
Yo!
In the whole world. Like, I've traveled the world, not the whole world, some of the countries. I've never seen anyone who could play
the way he does.
The way he does. Like, that guy is simply amazing.
He was like that, ka vinyl.
No, ka CDJ. They call him the headphone-less DJ now.
Thank you.
Because he plays without headphones.
That's why he's a problem child.
He's a problem child.
No, he's a problem.
He child. Is a problem child. He's my mentor, by the way. Like, he taught me how to DJ.
Well done.
Thank you.
No, you had the best one there. I used to play with him quite a lot when I was still playing House Gavinal.
Gavinal, yeah?
Yeah, no.
I had a lot of stories. I was probably young by then.
Yeah.
Not into house music.
And here's the funny thing, that at the time, people will insist that because you are the big name, Kitibos from Metro, you must be the one playing last. And I said, guys, you know, that's the thing about DJs. Once we stand behind that turntable, we are equals.
Definitely, yeah.
So it's about the strength, not necessarily about the name.
True.
And I always say, it's about who's going to create the best energy.
Energy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember this as well. The same story happened. Kiloko Bloemfontein, get a little black coffee. Another one. There was a place called Tafran Kopro for Just Time Cafe. And I told the owner of the place that I'm bringing somebody with me who's going to turn your place upside down.
Yeah.
He was like, no, but we want you. I was like, I'm still there. And you're not paying for him.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing him because you just need to see what he can do.
Shut.
And so I played before him. And they're like, yeah, but you're going to kill the vibe. I said, no, wait. And I said, boy, do ungaba yegi.
Yeah.
Bu lala.
99, yeah.
He came to me, the owner, afterwards. He was like, dude, I would have never placed that schedule the way you did. I said, because that's the thing sometimes as an owner of a place. Ask.
True. Yeah, that's true.
And I remember even in places in Polokwane, I'll say, problem just must play last. If you want people to have a good time,
yeah,
he must play. Because yeah, this man is going to make this place jump.
Definitely. Definitely. Now, Kikwile, like one of that I heard about a lot, like Ohai.
Do you find yourself in those situations, though, where you're like, I shouldn't be playing before this guy? And it's not an ego thing.
Yeah. And in my case, it turns out that, look, it's either I play before him or Dlala one-on-one.
Yeah.
It's much better.
Yeah.
That way. It's much better that way.
Who are those names? Give me a few. I'm sure they are there.
Of the
people that you'd rather play before them or play one-on-one.
Wow.
With them.
Okay. I wouldn't play after Black Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Problem Child.
Shimza Gumunle, Naman.
Shimza as well.
Yeah.
I would attempt.
Yeah.
His energy is definitely on another level. I think, yeah, that's, yeah, top three, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of these guys. These guys are DJs. When you talk about like proper DJs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. These three mentioned for me are the best DJs.
When you play, what do you go for? And I'm asking you this because some people go for a kill. Some people go for energy, meaning I want to make sure that people stay here and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just want to play and go.
I go for energy.
Mm.
You know, when I play, I want to see people move.
Yeah.
You know, I get too excited when I see like good reactions, when people are reacting to me. And now I'm one person, like I'm, if not one out of 10, one guy that usually play exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to places, I make sure I play songs that people never heard before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And what I usually do is I would tend to do a remix of a popular song.
Yeah.
So when I play it, people are going to be vibing.
Just like we're still waiting for Cure and Cause. We're still waiting for Takapo's Cure and Cause.
Anga Spana, if it's a need, I can work on it.
What do you mean if it's a need?
If it's a need, I can work on it.
You're trying to lockdown house party, boss.
Oh, snap, yeah. That was Touch the Sky.
Touch the Sky.
Oh. Yeah, Marliku and the Cause. Anga Spana, I don't mind.
You want to Touch the Sky?
Touch the Sky. These are, like you said, when we were speaking about vinyls, Ne?
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening.
Like you said, when you have vinyls, you make sure you the only one. The only one that plays this. You know, that's
I knew this was coming.
Oh, so that's me. So that's it. You know?
House of Tibos 3.
House of Tibos 3. Yeah. Yeah. I'm willing. Like, I'm willing.
Yeah.
No doubt. I can take my head.
Don't touch the sky. Pali, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, please call your boy. We need that song. Okay, I doubt you're gonna get it, but yeah.
But if they want it, I can share. I think I've played it a lot of times now.
And every time you play it,
yeah, I play it everywhere I go, and the reaction is out of this world, out of this world.
Awa. Now, this album that you're dropping, you say end of July.
Yes.
Does it have a name yet?
It's called Return to the Beginning.
Hi.
Yes.
Kabaka gopola Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Go back to begin. Collect 200 rands.
Return to the Beginning. And you know what's funny? Return to the Beginning, it's Dakapo.
Is it?
Yeah.
The name Dakapo. Yeah,
it's you know, like it's a definition of Dakapo, you know?
Dakapo.
Yeah. Is Return to the Beginning, you know, it's like it's a musical term, it's a loop,
ach,
you know, yeah, Return to the Beginning. When you play chords or when you play a loop or whatever, like that cycle of a loop, that's Return to the Beginning. That's the couple.
Is there one song in particular we should look out for? I know it's the whole 15 songs, but is there a song in there that you say? And you know this question was coming because every album is anchored on a song.
True. Wow. I think it's particular songs, not just one, but maybe roughly about 3 or 5. You know, like those tribal songs that I used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
People are anticipating like most of those songs. You know, like they were eager. Like they were,
give me one.
One Trouble Gathering.
What? That's your
Trouble Gathering.
Actually, that's your classic.
It's
a classic Dakapo track.
It's a classic Dakapo tribal track. You know? So yeah. That's the song that I know people are gonna, you know, vibe to.
Are you gonna do any virtual gigs or listening session at least? On this, because clearly it might just come out while we're still on hard lockdown.
Look, for me, this is it's not that album like it needs too much attention. It's like, hey guys, here's the material that I released back in the days, but you guys didn't have access to because it was released on Traxxas. This is what we realized.
Yes.
You know, Traxxas for DJs.
Yes, exactly. You're right.
You know,
right.
Like most of the consumers today, they are into like digital platforms like Wuma, Apple Music, Spotify. Those are the fans.
Yeah.
You know? So we are accessing the music to the fans. You know, it's like Tswara.
Yeah.
You know, here you go. You guys wanted it, so here you go.
We love that. We can't wait for it. Keep much giving us the music, man. We love what you do, Takapo. This is home. And every time you do something, we are the first to hear about it. We are first to see it. And the minute we hear it, we want you here to come and explain yourself. Definitely. So this door, you return to the beginning. You loop.
99.
Keep shining, my brother.
Thank you so much, my brother.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.